things could get very dicey in the real world. One time, I put on a slideshow of ghetto life to get my point across, but really, all these kids had to do was look out the window. In 1973, I was 24 years old and had not really developed a consistent philosophy of life. But I was raised in a traditional Irish Catholic home and embraced the decency found in it. In history classes, I promoted traditional thought in a year when the U.S. government was falling apart. President Richard Nixon would be gone in 2 months, the victim of his own dishonesty. Daily, the press barbecued him over the Watergate mess, and the entire two-year-long tragedy fascinated me. So, I decided to do something about it. I applied to and was accepted by Boston University's Broadcast Journalism Master's Degree Program. Coincidentally, my mother had graduated from BU 3 decades before studying physical therapy. The summer ride from South Florida to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is hot. Not tepid, but torrid. The dead bugs on my car windshield loved it, right up until the time they became oatmeal. My old car was not air-conditioned. Sweat poured off me like Albert Brooks in the movie Broadcast News as I zoomed past Jacksonville, Savannah, a tourist trap called South of the Border, Richmond, and on up into the Northeast. I don't remember whining about the incessant heat, and to this day, folks who constantly tell the world about their personal temperature situation annoy me. Stop! Life's not climate-controlled, people. Accept it. Don't be a snowflake, a condition we will soon describe. Little did I know that my 18-month tenure at Boston U would not only lay the groundwork for my journalism career, but would also begin my new life in another school, old school. In the following pages, that old school journey will be laid out with the help of my fellow old school traveler. I met Bruce Feirstein at BU, and there the old school legend was made. As the hollies once warbled, the road is long with many a winding turn. Feirstein and I are glad you're along for the ride. It's air-conditioned this time. Chapter 1, Preschool, Take Your Seat. My father, Bill O'Reilly Sr., bought his pants through the mail. Toward the end of his life, retired and always looking to save a few bucks, he'd order polyester trousers from a catalog. I think the price was $29.95, $32.50 in today's dollars. Problem was, the pants were always too short, as my dad was 6'3". But he didn't care. Children of the Great Depression, old-school people who survived economic Armageddon, had strict priorities. If you could save a dollar, you saved a dollar. One day, I blew in to visit my folks from somewhere and encountered my father wearing mustard-colored pants held up by red suspenders. After the initial greeting, this back and forth took place. Hey, Dad, your pants are too short. Who are you, Oleg Cassini now? Oleg Cassini was a fashion designer that dressed Jackie Kennedy. I continued, what color is that, Dad? They're yellow. Do you have an astigmatism? Come on, Dad, this is not a good presentation. You don't leave the house wearing those things, do you? My father paused, giving me a look. He knew I was jazzing him, but his sense of humor overrode any offense. Don't remember you checking out my wardrobe when I was paying for your college. Yeah, but you didn't look like one of the village people back then. My father actually laughed and walked into the kitchen. He wore those pants for years. We are all products of our upbringing, and it used to be that old-school philosophy, which we'll define throughout this book, ruled, at least in working-class homes throughout the country. No longer. Now there is an ongoing battle between traditional Americans and those who want a kinder, gentler landscape full of conversations and group hugs. Folks who believe that life must be fair and that if it is not, there has to be a safe space available where they can cry things out. I cringe when I see this kind of stuff and immediately time travel back to my Levittown, New York neighborhood in the 1960s where my pal Clement would have definitely said, hey, I got your safe space right here. A physical flourish would have accompanied Clem's remark. The bedrock truth is that life is hard, especially if you have to compete for prosperity. Rather than major in whining, old school folks tough it out, developing skills